Sitka's rich history of wooden boat building began with the sturdy, ocean-going dugout canoes of local natives and peaked in the early 20th century when the harbors were filled with wooden trollers, seiners, and seal boats. Since then, wood has all been but replaced by fiberglass, steel, and aluminum, and it's easy to think about wooden boats more as museum artifacts than as functional watercraft. But Sitkan Mark Howie sees wooden boats differently. He's built three small skiffs in his backyard shop, and a fourth is on the way. KCAW's Eric Newman recently dropped by Howie's shop to learn how he's keeping Sitka's wooden boat tradition alive.
You can take big chunks off, or it'll actually just take a little bit.
Mark Howie is demonstrating the use of a draw knife. It's kind of like the handlebars of an old bicycle, except the center is a blade that you pull towards yourself along a piece of wood. The wood handles are old and smooth, and the metal blade is almost black from age.
This draw knife is particularly important to me. This was a family heirloom. Huh. It was my grandfather's and my dad's and now mine.
We're standing in Howie's boat shed. It's a little plywood building behind his house, lined with handsaws and stacks of wood, lots of clutter. And filling up most of it is the boat he's working on.
This is a Lowell Dory skiff. It's going to have two rowing stations. I don't think we're going to sail it. I would have liked to build a sailboat, but the shop is too narrow. It's already way too full here to even walk around the boat hardly.
Howie was a commercial fisherman for around 20 years. He'd done some carpentry, and a while back he decided to build a boat. There is a tradition of boat building in his family. His dad did it, and he got help from his son, who went to the Northwest School of Wooden Boat Building in Port Townsend, Washington. But none of them really consider themselves boat builders.
My dad was a go-ahead guy. He built a skiff. So I just had that attitude from him that, oh, just go ahead and build it, you know?
Howie's shop is the perfect tiny boat shed, with a wood stove in one end and walls and rafters filled with old tools, sailing charts, and antiques, and even a view of Jamestown Bay. It's a comfortable place just to hang out and work.
Smell the yellow cedar. Mm-hmm. I spent a year and a half making those 10 planks, and it'd take, you know, several hours a day for a week to cut the bevels with a hand plane. And just, have fire in the shed and do my thing in here.
Howie says before metal boat construction really took off, when there were more people fishing in Sitka, fixing your own wooden boat was just what you did. In the past, wooden boats were more utilitarian. And whether it was a 50-foot seiner or a 10-foot dinghy, they worked just as hard as the metal boats of today. They were working boats, the right tools at the right time.
I think the history of boat building in Sitka, from what I can see with the troll fleet and other people, is that out of necessity, you make your own repairs, or some people do anyway. Mm-hmm. It's sort of out of necessity that I build these boats, because I want to have a boat to enjoy to use, and yeah. I'm not going to go out and buy one.
And in this way, Howie is keeping the tradition alive more than he might know. He calls himself a wood butcher and scraps and scarfs together what wood he can find. But he's also built three boats like this. His dad and his son did too.
I didn't use anything really special. Time mostly is what I use up.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.